White Oaks took center stage at a federal courthouse this week. At issue is a proposed U.S. Forest Service project in the Wayne National Forest in Ohio, about 2 hours southwest of Pittsburgh. The nonprofit Ohio Environmental Council is suing to stop it. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant was at the courtroom in Columbus for the hearing. Hi, Julie. First off, what's the Forest Service project about?
The Forest Service proposed the Sunny Oaks Project nearly 5 years ago. It spans 25,000 acres of the Wayne, and one of the major goals is to create young, brushy forest and grow a new crop of oak trees with a preference for white oak.
Why is the Forest Service focused on growing an oak forest?
Well, oak trees, especially white oaks, are used for things like making furniture and barrels for bourbon. That's an important industry in this region. They're considered an ecological powerhouse, producing acorns that many birds, bears, and other species rely on. And they host hundreds of kinds of insects. But a report by a group called the White Oak Initiative, that's a cooperative project of industry and forestry groups, finds that the species could decline significantly in the next 10 to 15 years, and within a generation, it could disappear from American forests. Now, there are a number of reasons for this: invasive insects, competition from maples and other tree species, climate change, diseases. These things are all making it more difficult for oak saplings to become fully grown trees.
Well, how does the Forest Service project address that?
Yeah, so the idea of the project is to open up the forest floor to more sunlight, and it would do that by logging 2,700 acres, and that includes 1,600 acres of clear cut, which means cutting everything in the forest down. The Forest Service has declined interviews about the project because of the lawsuit, but according to a video the agency made, this clear cut would mean all the trees would be starting back from zero age, and that would give oaks an advantage to grow over other species in this area of the forest.
And I take it this is why the Ohio Environmental Council takes issue with the project.
Yeah, in part, OEC attorney Nathan Johnson says regrowth after clear cutting only works if the oak trees already have well-established roots. And from what he says, the Forest Service doesn't have the data to know that, and so he says there's reason for concern.
It responds very poorly to clear cutting, to other forms of heavy industrial timbering. And something's got to be done to protect this tree, whether just straight up preserving it or finding better ways, more scientifically based ways to harvest some of it.
In U.S. District Court in Columbus, Johnson argued before Chief Judge Algernon Marbley that the agency is not following its own forest plan for the Wayne. There's a standard in that plan that requires the agency to maintain 12 trees per acre with loose bark, like oaks and hickories. Those provide habitat for endangered Indiana bats. I spoke with Johnson on the courthouse steps after the hearing.
Unfortunately, the Forest Service wanted to move clear cuts and other cuts of similar nature so badly that they just took this standard and essentially threw it in the garbage can, something that's highly unlawful under any sort of way of looking at the situation.
So what's the actual legal argument?
Well, Johnson argued that the Forest Service's decision to clear cut and not maintain those 12 trees per acre was arbitrary and capricious. That's the legal term. Judge Marbley then turned to Department of Justice attorney Paul Freeborn, who represented the Forest Service, and asked why the agency didn't just change the forest plan to avoid these claims. Freeborn argued that in the project area, there just aren't that many trees with loose bark, and he said the agency has flexibility to not follow the standard.
Did any other issues come up in court?
Well, one that's not gotten much attention in the courts before, the Ohio Environmental Council argued that the Sunny Oaks Project would destroy the wood wide web in sections of the Wayne National Forest.
What's the wood wide web?
Yeah, well, this is an underground fungal network called the mycorrhizal that kind of communicates with trees underground. Johnson argues that the importance of these networks is now well-established science. Here's what he said about it.
These mycorrhizal networks are especially sensitive to clear cutting. So if the agency goes in and clear cuts a white oak ecosystem, it's destroying not only the trees, but the soil that these trees depend on.
And how did the Forest Service respond to this in court?
Well, Freeborn argued that the Ohio Environmental Council brought this issue up at the wrong time in the case. So on a legal technicality, he said the court should not be able to consider this issue when deciding the case.
I see. So what's next?
Well, Judge Marbley noted that in his many years as a federal judge, he'd never gotten to consider trees in a case and said he appreciated it. And in terms of a decision, he said that should be issued in 10 to 14 days.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
For more reporting on the Wayne National Forest by the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant, head to AlleghenyFront.org.